Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about. NXT and AEW over the next 2 days. NXT is the fallout from Halloween Havoc. Three title changes at Halloween Havoc. And we got title matches, a number of title matches, coming up on NXT this Tuesday. We've also got four segments announced for the Fright Night Dynamite, which is taking place on Wednesday. Edinburgh, Texas is the location. Saturday night's main event is Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night's main event is Saturday. And we're going to talk about it because Raw was the go-home show for that event. And it was a very, it was a Raw, let me tell you. Awesome main event. Two people pretty much knocked out on television, and the matches continued. One person practically had their head shaved in the middle of a match because their hair got caught in someone else's gear, and they were, like, legitimately trapped. It was insane. In the middle of a great match, by the way, and they covered for it great. So we'll talk about all of that, plus an update on Mike Rotunda. We've got the UFC Paramount media rights deal already expanded. And I don't even think it's even gotten into effect yet. AJ Styles talks about retirement. Steve Macklin's contract status. Ortiz's contract status. Chris Bay, update on his recovery. And, of course, the Raw report. Lance Storm joins us here today. So, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Lot to get into here today. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Sometimes love
is... At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm is joining us. Sandman here on the chat says, "Happy Halloween party day, everyone. Just catching up watching the 2005 Bound for Glory before watching the Impact Wrestling from the week. He notes, I'm watching Bound for Glory on DVD, which has a whole 3.5-hour show on it. So tonight, obviously, on the Brian and Vinny show, it is 20 years ago on TNA Impact. That would be the week of October 29, 2005. And we're also watching some of the top matches from what was the very first Bound for Glory. I always thought Bound for Glory like dated back to the Asylum days. And like they had a whole bunch of pay-per-views that they did before they introduced Bound for Glory in 2005. The 2005 Bound for Glory is the first one. Now it's like their WrestleMania, the big show of the year. But I laughed when he said he watched it on DVD because some of us are old enough to remember DVDs, and some of us are even older because sometimes on TuneIn Radio, you can listen to this show on TuneIn Radio, on Sports Byline. But TuneIn has a lot of stations, and they have a couple of classic Art Bell stations. And I was listening to one the other day, and he's doing this interview with this guy. And then, you know, they go to the commercial, and they play the spooky music. And then all of a sudden you hear this lady's voice politely say, "This is the end of side one." So basically, it was like a tape or something. This guy had a tape. I guess they sent out tapes or something, or maybe a record, to listen to this old Art Bell show. Please turn the tape over. All right. No, I never did Laserdisc. That was not my jam. Lance is still dealing with his dog here, so if you hear a noise and I mute him, that's what's going on. All right. A couple of notes here. By the way, for the Brian and Vinny show tonight, we are doing the Halloween song contest, so you still have a few hours left. Send the song to brian@wrestlingobserver.com. Make sure it is an MP3. Make sure it is 60 seconds or less. and try not to use any audio that will get us flagged on YouTube. So once again, Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, put song contest in the subject line, and away we go. So let's get into the news here. Barry Windham asking fans to pray for his U.S. Express tag team partner Mike Rotunda. In an interview with Bill Apter that was conducted on October 25th, Windham stated that Rotunda is currently in hospice care. He did not disclose further information about the illness that Rotunda is battling. It's kind of tough right now. Mike is in hospice right now. So anyway, that family, I love that family. It's so tragic, said Windham. Every patient is different. Hospice does not mean this outcome is guaranteed, but it's a care option that's recommended when a patient dealing with an illness is expected to live 6 months or less. It aims to manage symptoms while maintaining the best quality of life possible. Windham and Rotunda were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame as the U.S. Express in 2024. Both had runs in WWF and WCW. Rotunda likely best known for his time playing the character IRS in WWF. After asked fans if anything he'd like to say to fans, Windham said, "It's been a great ride. I would like you all to pray for Mike. He's the father of Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, late Bray Wyatt, and late Bray Wyatt was named after his Uncle Barry. Rotunda also has a daughter named Mika." So, all the best to Mike Rotunda. Lance, you ever meet him?
Oh, yeah. He was working as a producer, actually with my run as a producer in 2019, and I would have met him a few times just backstage whenever I had my school and would stop by a show. So he was always there and friendly but quiet guy. And, yeah, this came out of nowhere. Wish him all the best.
Also got a quick note. U.S. media rights deal for UFC and Paramount. It begins in 2026, which for those of you, I know some of you, you know, going on a little sleep like Lance here, it's only 2025 right now. So this deal hasn't even gone into effect yet. They're already expanding it. They revealed a new 7-year media rights deal. It's going to add Latin America and Australia to the mix via the Paramount Plus streaming service, aligning them with the U.S. rights. Deal begins in January. Latin America rights are identical to the U.S. 13 numbered pay-per-view events, 30 fight night cards. The Australian portion includes the fight night shows, prelims for UFC numbered shows. So, $7.7 billion. This is not including what they are just working on now with Latin America and such. The original deal, which goes into effect next year. 7 years, $7.7 billion. These TKO folks are making a lot of money. A lot of money. AJ Styles is going to miss competing in the ring. He announced he will retire at some point in 2026. No official date set yet, but he's already kind of doing a retirement tour. He bid farewell to Australia and Japan at house shows, which I don't think it's a for sure he's not going to go there again, because I don't even think we know the schedule for 2026. And I'm not sure when he's going to retire. Maybe WrestleMania, I don't know. He said, "Not many people can say they love their job, but I do. Going to suck when it's over. But that's always been my ultimate goal, retire on my own terms. No doubt in my mind, I may not have made it to WWE without Japan. 10 years in Japan helped me figure out who I was, what I wanted to do. When I went to WWE, Vince wanted me to be who I was in Japan. The style from Japan did not change. When I went to WWE, that's the guy Vince wanted. I didn't have to change anything, and maybe that's why it got over so well." So they're currently one half of the tag team champions. There is a rematch with Finn Balor and JD for the belts next week on Monday Night Raw. Got a couple of contract notes. Steve Maclin, his deal expires at the end of 2025. So apparently he signed a 1-year deal last year. Is that a normal thing in TNA, Lance? 1-year deals?
That's what I've always done. I think there's a lot of them that run calendar year to calendar year. Now, granted, I'm a guy with a visa, so that's more convenient with you renew your visa when you renew your contract, where Macklin's American, but I don't think it's uncommon.
Ortiz also says he has roughly a year left on his AEW contract, hopes to remain with the company. He's also been doing apparently backstage work. They say also, but I think that's all he's been doing. I can't even remember the last time. When was the last time we saw Ortiz?
Yeah, I just recently asked on like Threads or Blue Sky because I saw a clip of him wrestling Santana, and I'm like, I don't recall the last time I've heard anyone mention his name in a match with all the shows I hear reviewing AEW. So he's been out a while.
It is quite amazing that Santana and Ortiz were like this. They were a great team in AEW, but at the time, it was like Ortiz, he's the guy with the charisma. And Santana's just kind of, you know, he's all right. He's just kind of a fella there. And Santana always wanted to go singles. And everyone always said, it's a bad idea, man. Take him away from Ortiz. What's that guy got? And now here we are. It's 2025. TNA World Heavyweight Champion. He's incredibly charismatic. His partner has vanished into thin air and is working backstage at AEW. It is rather amazing. You know, you never know who, when they go single, can really break out and who can't, because a lot of people can't. You know, we've seen a lot of teams. Saw with the Acclaim, for crying out loud. Broke them up, and now they're, I wouldn't say scrambling to put them back together, but they did not work out as singles. And Santana not only worked out, but he thrived. So yeah, good for him.
He got the ball, and dude ran with it. Very happy for him. Good guy.
All right, we got more news after the break. We'll get into Raw here in a while, and I've still got a very, very exciting. Make sure you come back after the break so we can do this very exciting New Japan Best of the Super Juniors recap. Yeah. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own.
Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got an update on Ortiz. He tore his pec in January, which usually is not an 11-month recovery period, but that's what happened, so... Hopefully he's recovering and we'll be back soon. So that's the update on Ortiz. Also, this just came through. Sol Ruca says she's hoping to be clear to return in time for deadline, which is December 6th. She's not cleared. Her leg was in a brace. They did an angle. They did an angle on the pay-per-view where she took a bump. So anyway, it's clearly not a serious injury. If it is even an injury at all. I watched the NXT segment and on TV, and then I watched the pay-per-view angle, and I'm very skeptical of the severity of this injury. It could be a minor tweak that she actually has to, you know, do some physical therapy for, but planning to be back in a month, I don't buy it. So that's good. I don't want her out 9 months.
I'd much rather it be fake.
But yeah, I don't think it's a... clearly not a serious injury if it's an injury at all. 1 year after a neck injury altered the trajectory of his career, Chris Bay celebrating the fact that he's even alive. On this day, well, that was actually yesterday. 1 year ago yesterday was the day that he broke his neck in that match. It was at a TV taping. And now he's walking around and he was at Bound for Glory. You saw him there. You said he was moving better than some of the wrestlers.
He's moving better than I currently am, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked fantastic. And yeah, it was the night after Bound for Glory last year. And man, that was a long, hard night. But incredible the return he's made. He looks fantastic. He walks around again. If you didn't know that he had broken his neck, you'd have no idea today.
Says, wrestling has always been in my life long before I made it a career. Since I was 3, I've been addicted. I've known this was what I wanted to do with my life. Rarely does one get to chase and achieve their dreams. If this was to be the end of my journey, I have no regrets in the decisions I've made that led me to this moment. I had a lot of conversations with God, understanding that I was still alive for a purpose, made me push every day with an unimaginable strength and drive. Supported my amazing girlfriend, the best tag team partner ever, TNA, the entire wrestling world, kept me feeling like I mattered, I was cared about. So grateful and thankful for all of it. The work from doctors and staff, top notch. Today I celebrate life because a year ago I thought it was the end of mine. Greatest story ever told, far from over, I love you all. So all the best to Chris Bay. Still wants to have maybe one more match or program, but he's going to wait to see if his body tells him that's a good idea. So, if it were me, I don't know. I mean, if it were me, I wouldn't. But I'm not Chris Bay. But I'm sure he very much wants to try to make that work. All right, well, should we talk about the best of the Super Juniors?
Go for it.
Yeah. It's apparently not lighting the world on fire. Jeremy Finestone, Fight Game Media, speaking of Strong Style Podcast with this update. After 4 nights of action, Doki and Sho, who are the IWGP Junior Tag Team Champions, are in the lead with 8 points after defeating Daiki Nagai and Clark Connors. They are actually tied with Yo and Master Wado with 8 points after defeating Hiromu and Gedo. This is such an exciting tournament that I think I called it the... what did I call it? Best of the Super Juniors? It's actually the Super Junior Tag League. So, And the final night of A Block, October 30th, these two teams will meet. And that's it. That's the update. It just started. It's almost over. So.
There you have it. There was a bunch of tag matches.
There were a bunch of tag matches. That I can confirm. All right. Anything else here? We had an email for you the other day. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, I saw it after the show, of course, because that's how the things work. All right. Actually, it was the question about the belt. It's a follow-up. He says, I'm also getting the old Raw tag title made, not the horrible penny belt that Lance won back in 2003.
I never held the penny belt. That was after me.
Yeah, it sucks. My friend has a guy overseas who makes really good quality stuff with real leather. He's got a picture of his Intercontinental belt right here. Looks really nice. Not going to lie. I do like that belt. I think actually we might have auctioned it off. I had one, but we auctioned it off a few years ago. Hey, if you have questions for Lance or myself, you can send it to us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. What's on everybody's mind today before we get into the Raw report?
You know what's something I noticed just talking about belts? That the Raw World Heavyweight Championship is the only belt/championship in a U.S.-based company, to my knowledge, at least on television, that mentions a weight class.
Which one?
The World Heavyweight Championship.
Well, yeah.
No other belt, I believe. TNA just calls it the World Champion. AEW is just World Champion.
AEW is Men's World Champion.
Men's
and women's World Champion.
But they don't... No other company... Even the X Division, of course, obviously is about no limits, not weight limits. So I believe, not that there is a weight class, but it's the only one that mentions weight at all anymore in the U.S.
Well, you're correct. And it's the one that you can mention a weight... Because theoretically, the weight limit is the limit. You know what I mean? So for the world heavyweight title, I guess Omos, maybe he shouldn't be allowed to fight for the world heavyweight title. If we're saying that heavyweight goes up to like 265 or whatever, and then I guess Brock would be out of the running as well. Really large men, I guess, should have to abide by the weight. But anyone under 265... can fight for the heavyweight title.
Well, yeah, but it's not like WWE or pro wrestling weight classes the same as UFC, because 290 and 300-pound men have been fighting in the heavyweight division forever. Gosh, when WCW first put in their light heavyweight championship, it was 235.
235?
Was the limit when they first introduced the light heavyweight.
That was the alleged. I thought it was 225.
They changed it. When they first put it in, it was 235, because Tom Zenk was even a light heavyweight, and they had 235 back in the days of far more rampant supplementation.
All right, this person here says, John Cena has said, you're never going to see him in WWE, in the gear and in the gimmick, in a sense. After this year, he'll be in suits, and there will be more of him in Hollywood, the real him, in a sense. So I guess if his name wasn't really John Cena, I guess if it were you, you'll never see Lance Storm in WWE again, but you would see Lance Evers, I think is what he's saying. But since his real name is also his gimmick name, you'll see John Cena again, but not the WWE superhero John Cena.
So he can do Legends appearances, Hall of Fame.
That's what it appears, yes. Says, I like the way Jade and Tiffany sold the heel turn in a way the commentary totally missed. Jade and Tiffany were looking at each other like they both knew Jade was going to kill her now, and they were sad about it. It was like a mob hit where the hitman is the victim's friend. I don't think that was the intention. I think that's just how they reacted because they're both kind of green.
They may be giving too much credit to their acting skills.
I think that might be. I've watched a lot of acting. Person here says, I'd like to tell Lance, I was a big fan of the Impact players. Now that he works with TNA Impact, why hasn't that name been used again?
I don't know. I'm not part of creative. I did joke with Scott when I first signed and agreed to come into TNA when it was Impact Wrestling. Because, you know, you always get the so-and-so is All Elite. And I joked with Scott that I wanted a graphic for them to share that mentioned that I was now an Impact player. He laughed and said deal and then never released the graphic.
Well, you tried.
I tried.
All right. This is actually an email from yesterday, so it's a little outdated, but we're going to do it anyway. The streets are saying, this person says, the streets are saying Jericho is signed with WWE and is who the cryptic walking feet videos on WWE social are all about. Well, I can tell you 100% that's not what the videos are about. The videos, the feet walking videos were, it's part of the new WWE commercial that I think just came out today. So whether he is going to WWE or not, it has nothing to do with the feet. And also, he could not sign with WWE now because he's still under contract with AEW through the end of the year.
It felt weird, the little video bits using the poker chip or the gambling chip, just with AEW having such a casino, double or nothing, roulette sort of gambling trend to most of what they do. I get that Mania's in Vegas, but making gambling references in WWE feels like gimmick infringement.
Also, a lot less run in Vegas by AEW of late. It's kind of becoming the WWE thing.
Well, it's the TKO hometown. Maybe they've got him blocked out somehow.
I don't know if they can block him out of all of the buildings, but there may be. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot less. Oh man, what is this? Somebody sent me an AI. Of a Filthy Tom puppet. That thing is horrifying.
I immediately dip, scroll past, or avoid anything AI.
Look at that creep. That should be a good gimmick for Tom. Hey, back in a moment with the Raw Report, Observer Live.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us. You watched Raw on and off last night?
I did, and a little bit this morning. But again, I was running on very little sleep, so I was in cranky old man mode.
Well, it opened up with 8 to 10 minutes of straight yeeting. And then Jay came out to cut a promo, and Punk came out to cut a promo. And I mentioned on Observer Radio last night that I watched this, and I thought there's a decent chance Punk is turning this weekend. And people were like, there were no signs of it. Why? That's the point. Because if you've been watching this show of late, they've been having this feud, this multi-person feud. It's like Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, like Roman's involved, LA Knight's involved. Like all of these guys are involved. And they're all total jerks to each other. LA Knight acts heelish. Jey acts heel. And they're all baby faces. Jey acts heelish. Jimmy kind of acts like a baby face. And they've never teased anything like this with Punk. He's always been a baby face. So everyone is figuring that either Jey is turning heel or Jimmy is turning heel. That's what everybody is expecting for this weekend. And if you watch how Triple H books, it's usually very patterned. But every now and then there's something in there that you didn't expect. And the way Punk did this promo, especially when he kept saying over and over, are you going to do, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? How far are you, he said over and over again, how far are you willing to go? And it's like, you're trying to encourage this guy to beat you by cheating for the title? That doesn't make any sense. So the more he said, how far are you willing to go, the more I thought, this guy's turning. They're going to do a swerve, and they're going to surprise everybody. You're not supposed to see it coming, and he's turning. I don't know if they're going to do it, but that's why I thought that. And I also thought that because Punk has been wanting to turn heel since the day he came back to AEW. He literally talked about it in interviews in like 2021 or whatever, 2020, whenever he came back. And he's getting to the age where at some point it ain't going to work. They're not going to boo the guy. So if he's going to do one more heel run, you got to do it sooner rather than later. So the other thing is, we know the plan was for Seth Rollins to be the head of the division all the way through WrestleMania. He was going to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And then, after he lost, presumably, they were all going to turn on him and beat him down. Well, he got hurt. They turned and beat on him early. They clearly don't want to go to Braun Breaker yet. That's why they kept him out of the Battle Royal. And so Punk can turn heel, align with Paul Heyman, take Seth's spot that they had all the way planned out through Mania. Punk is the top heel in the group. Braun's getting more and more irritated. WrestleMania comes. It's Punk and Roman Reigns instead of Seth and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns beats Punk. They all turn on Punk. And away we go. That's what I think's happening.
Yeah, I would initially think no, just because I don't think the Punk and AJ, the happy married couple, is done. But when you mentioned that Seth is out, it kind of takes the couple versus couple feud off the table because Seth's not going to be around for a while and he'll be a babyface when he comes back. So, yeah, I could see doing it, and it'll just be tricky to see what they do with AJ if he does.
We had Penta and Rusev, number one contenders match. Match was actually very good, but then the Americanos ran in for the DQ because this was a number one contenders match for Dom. Dom hired his friends to ruin the match because he's an idiot, and he figured if he did that, there wouldn't be a number one contender for Saturday night's main event. But he's an idiot, and they announced it would instead be a three-way at Saturday night's main event.
That almost always happens.
It always happens. We had a bunch of promos backstage. LA Knight did a promo and just basically said he was going to take out the winner of Saturday night's main event. And then Braun and Paul are backstage. Braun's still angry. Paul says, you know what? Someone here on this show is going after the winner Saturday, so you need to take that guy out. Braun says, make the match. It's LA Knight. Had a segment with Adam Pearce on the phone. Finn and JD showed up. They wanted a rematch for the tag titles. Adam Pearce is like, that ain't happening. And so he says, Sheamus wants a match with one of you guys for eliminating him after you were eliminated last week. JD says, I'll do it. So he goes to take him out and says he's going to be coming back for his tag title shot. Nikki and Roxanne. God, did you watch this match?
I got disinterested early and then didn't pay attention too much.
Did you even notice Nikki knocking her out?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. Nikki slaps her across the face.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
And she face planted. And, I mean, she just face planted, dude. Like a UFC. Just went thump on the ground. And Nikki just stood there like, oh, my God. And so Roxanne tries to get up, and she's like stumbling around, and the ref grabs her and hugs her and does an X behind her head. I'm like, well, this is over. And instead, like, she kind of shakes it off. They immediately go to another spot, and Nikki drop kicks her full force right in the face. Roxanne comes up stumbling. Now she's bleeding from the mouth. I'm like, why is this match continuing? What are we doing here? And they let it go, and Roxanne got a little bit of heat. And then Nikki makes a comeback. They do the spot in the corner. You know what? You put the boot up. You got to watch this boot. She throws her into the corner, and Nikki doesn't put the boot up. She brings her leg back, and she kicks, like, freaking right into Roxanne's face. I'm like, are you mad at this lady or something? What is happening? And they keep going, and then Raquel ends up interfering. Roxanne pins her with the Pop Rocks. This was freaking brutal, dude. I mean, absolutely brutal. I mean, I don't know what happened here, but I don't know if it's a lack of house shows. I don't know if Nikki needs to be, like, training somewhere. I don't know what, but this was brutal.
Yeah, they lost me on the opening spot because Roxanne went to offer a handshake. Nikki sort of, like, no way, and slaps her hand away, and Roxanne slaps her in the face, and Joe Tess goes, Nikki's not going to fall for that. I'm like, she stood there and got slapped in the face. She did fall for it. It was just one of those spots where it's like, why would you smack their hand out of the way and then stand there and get smacked in the face unless you're a very dumb baby face?
We had Asuka and Kairi running into Lyra, who's getting a tag title shot tonight. They want a shot. They're angry. And then Bailey shows up, and Lyra, who's getting a tag title shot, tells Bailey, you got us into this mess. I was like, what mess? Get a tag title shot. What are you talking about?
People beg for those.
And then Jimmy and Jay meet, and Jimmy's mad at Jay for throwing him out and storms off. And then later they have another meeting, and Jay basically says, you know, you were going to throw me out. You just didn't. And I threw you out, and I don't need more enemies. And they basically kiss and make up for now. Braun Breaker and LA Knight. This was another one. Braun goes for the Breakensteiner, whatever they call it. LA slips under, pushes his feet out, and Braun freaking flips over, lands right on his head, and he is seeing stars. And like LA grabs him in a hold for a while, and like Braun's looking out, he's out of this, he's just gone. And he finally got his bearings back. They had to do a bunch of holds. And then they let this one go on as well. And then LA went for the flying elbow. Braun kipped up, speared him, and pinned him. This was also bad. I don't know what the rules are anymore. It's like
be a lot of impact tests being taken over the next couple days.
I'll say, dude. And then they just let him keep wrestling. And
well,
in
both cases, it was the person that was going over that got, let's say, their bell rung. So stopping it may have ruin future plans, although that shouldn't be the reason behind it. You should be looking after people's health.
Well, yeah, but you just throw it out. You don't have to declare the other person the winner. Just stop the match. Don't even announce a winner. Just stop it. I mean, God. Sheamus and JD. It's a good match. JD won with the Spanish Fly after interference from Finn Balor. So he got his big win, and then they went and talked to Adam Pearce, demanded a title match. Pearce didn't want to give it to him, but AJ said, nah, let's do it next week. So they're rematching next week. Adam Pearce met with Maxine, who wants another shot at Becky. Adam Pearce said she earned it, but she said that she will tell him when she wants it because she needs to find a friend to confirm she's ready.
Okay, just because I'm in grumpy old man mood, how did she earn it?
She
won by count out when the ref fast counted Becky.
Yes.
And then she won the next match when Becky hit her with a chair.
Yeah, she didn't really.
So she's not actually done anything to win either match.
That is true, but Becky got an easy way out for the last one by cheating, so she probably deserves a rematch. We had the main event, Charlotte and Alexa versus Lyra and Bayley. So this had an incredible moment in the middle of a quite great match. Actually, I would say everyone was raving about this match when it was over. And so, like, I'd heard everybody raving about it, so I start watching it. And, man, the first half ain't much. I mean, it's fine. But there were a bunch of spots early where it was like, oh, man, it's about to fall apart. But it didn't. They kept it together. And it was just fine early. So then Lyra makes a hot tag, and she hits the ring. She's running wild. And she grabs Alexa Bliss, and she gives her the Nightwing. But as she lifts her up onto her shoulder behind her back, somehow her hair gets tangled in Alexa's top. And I don't have any idea how it happened. But she hits this Nightwing, which is like a Michinoku driver. And you just see her head get yanked forward because she's connected to Alexa's top. And so she hits the move, but she doesn't immediately make a cover because she's like trying to get her hair out. And then, you know, the ref's like waiting. So she hooks the leg. The ref counts two. Alexa kicks out. And they're still trapped. And so Lyra's like, she's yanking on her hair. And she's talking to Alexa. And they're talking to each other. And you just see the camera pan away to the side. And the camera goes over to Charlotte. And you can see Charlotte looking over like, what the heck is going on here? And so Alexa has a double top. And so she literally unzips the first top. She takes it off. She has the other top underneath. That doesn't untangle Lyra. So they go back, and you can see Lyra rolling out of the ring. She's rolling out of the ring with a vest connected to her head. So she rolls out to the ground. You can see people running over, like, trying to untangle her from this deal. And, like, all of this is happening in the middle of the match. And, like, if you look on the chat here, like, most people didn't even notice it. So it was actually, they did an incredible job solving this problem live in the middle of this match, and most people didn't even know any better. So they're running wild, and Charlotte and Bayley get hot tags, and they end up doing the double big boot. Charlotte goes for the figure four, then the figure eight. Bayley goes to tap, but Lyra grabs the hand to stop the tap, which is, of course, ridiculous. And Alexa then hits a twisted bliss, breaks it up. Charlotte, Alexa then put them both on their knees, hit the double natural selection, get the pin. And, like, the second half of this match was awesome. One of the better WWE women's matches in a long time. So they retained the tag team titles, and then Kabuki Warriors ran out, hit the ring, destroyed everybody. Bayley ended up returning to help make the save. Asuka and Kairi bailed. So it looks like Charlotte and Alexa versus Asuka and Kairi, tag team titles, probably coming up at Survivor Series. And that's it. So I thought it was a very good main event.
I got to go back and watch the ending, see if I can spot the hair spot.
It's right after the hot tag when she goes for the Nightwing. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance's dog acting up, so he had to hit the road, but it's all right. I got it. NXT is tonight. Kalani Jordan versus Jordan Grace for the TNA Knockouts title. Kendall Gray versus Lash Legend for the Evolve women's title tonight, which is going to be a very interesting match because Lash is pretty heavily pushed, but Kendall should win this match. Jasper Troy and Axiom, men's speed tournament finals. Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne also on the show. Tomorrow is Fright Night Dynamite, Edinburgh, Texas. Samoa Joe, Bobby Lashley, Ricochet and Hook in a four-way number one contenders match. We got to talk more about that tomorrow. Don Callis Family Summit. Jamie Hayter and Queen Aminata versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue in the Women's Tag Title Tournament quarterfinal. And the Young Bucks, FTR, Jurassic Express, and Jet Speed in a four-way number one contenders match. Don't forget, sign up at WrestlingObserver.com or F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. We got a big Brian and Vinny show tonight. It's a Halloween spectacular. We'll all be wearing our costumes tonight. We're watching TNA Impact from 20 years ago this week, October 29, 2005. Some Bound for Glory matches, the very first ever Bound for Glory, and the Halloween Song Contest. Send your song a minute or less to Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, MP3. Try not to use music that'll get us flagged on YouTube. And we'll do a contest, see who has the best song. Put song contest in the subject line. And that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.